Chapter 4, Sick Room Protocol. Heaven came down and we were swimming in music. Joan Mooring, Raining Harps, Summer 1999. To become comfortable in the sick room environment, you will want to be aware of some basic behavioral rules, hygiene standards, and policies of healthcare facilities. One way to become familiar with these is to go to the facility where you expect to work and take part in the facility's free volunteer training, if it's offered. Remember, though, that this training is specific to that particular institution. Also, they may want you to commit to a minimum for volunteer time. Here's an overview of what to expect while playing live music at the bedside. Much of this is common sense, but in any case, it is good to review. How to dress. Dress for the patient out of respect and dress comfortably for yourself. Avoid shorts, jeans, and sandals. Consider dressing in layers to accommodate varying room-to-room temperatures. Some institutions have strict dress codes, others do not. For instance, in some places, casual clothes will be accepted. Be careful not to wear overly bright colors, which are more suited to festive events than sick room settings. Overly bright colors may suggest a celebration or a party. At the same time, avoid wearing all black or all white. In our culture, these colors tend to connote funerals and angels. A patient's senses may become sharpened with certain medications, including the sense of smell. Avoid wearing scented personal care products in the sick room. Odors of soaps, perfumes, and aftershave lotions that are normally undetected can be disturbing to the patient. Clothing with pockets is highly recommended. Pockets are useful for keeping such items as a song list, a list of patients to visit, instrument tuners, smelling balm, latex surgical gloves, and a small packet of tissues. Expectations in the sick room. Rules about confidentiality, unauthorized disclosure, are strict and fall under federal law. Maintain strict confidentiality when you receive information about any resident or patient. This is especially important if you serve a famous person, such as a criminal, politician, or movie star. The facility protects and promotes the rights of their patients and residents. They are careful whom they hire professionally and on a volunteer basis. They may run a criminal check on you before accepting you. Consider the ethics of what you are doing before speaking about your work outside the work environment. Once the healthcare facility trusts that you are safe, it assumes you will act appropriately and with integrity. Here's what is expected of you as a healing musician in the sick room. Do not interrupt when a doctor or nurse is with a patient or is discussing privately with the family. Do not physically move the patient. Show respect for patients' beliefs, differences, background, and so on. Do not act as power of attorney, executor, or witness for any patient or resident. Refrain from assisting a patient or resident with regard to administering a medication. In general, refrain from administering anything to the patient without checking with the caregivers first. The patient may be on intake restriction. Even a simple offering of water or fluffing a pillow can cause damage in some cases. One does not know the specifics of each patient. Be considerate when approaching a doctor or nurse who is discussing with the patient or family. They may be discussing serious matters and do not wish to be disturbed. Wait until they are finished to proceed or go to the next patient and return later. Boundaries. As it is said, it's better to be safe than sorry. A necessary part of your relationship with the patient is keeping appropriate boundaries. It's normal to establish comfortable relationships with patients, especially when you visit the same facility regularly. Most facilities understand this and have set limits on professionals and volunteers, such as not accepting gifts from residents or patients. Consult with your supervisor to get a full understanding of these issues. Because friendships come easy when we care, it may become difficult to maintain strict boundaries. For example, you might gain the confidence of a patient so that you become a confidant in very serious issues, such as a patient's thoughts of suicide. From the beginning, be clear with yourself about your boundaries. If you are not a qualified professional who can assist in serious medical and psychological matters, do not attempt to do so. Discuss this with your supervisor in advance to be clear about what to do if this type of situation should arise. At the bedside. When entering the room, look for a place to sit where you will be unobtrusive and still have a clear view of the patient. Caregivers and housekeeping personnel unexpectedly come and go in the patient room. Avoid the line of traffic. Consider bringing your own folding seat. Sometimes chairs are hard to find. The ideal situation is to bring as little with you as possible. Avoid music stands. Automatically assume that your space is limited. That way, you can be prepared for any unfamiliar sick room environment. While lying in bed, patients will create a spatial comfort zone for themselves. Some patients may not want you to touch the bed, sit, or lay anything on it. If you need to temporarily lay something on the bed, like a piece of paper or your eyeglasses, ask for permission to do so. This comfort zone may extend beyond the body and includes the bed as well as what is connected to the patient. Better stop there. Hold on a second. This comfort zone may extend beyond the body and includes the bed as well as what is connected to the patient, such as tubes and machinery. The following is a list of equipment and things to note before situating yourself in the sick room. Feeding tubes in nose or mouth, hanging liquid pumps, IVs in the crook of elbow, wrist, foot, oxygen tank, listen for tick sound, tube in throat. Stay out of the line of the tracheotomy because cough clears mucus, which may spew out. Suction machines, tractions, braces, halos, monitors, ECG monitors, cardiac activity, EEG monitors, brain activity. Respirator units next to bedside, human waste collection bags hanging from the side of the bed. If you are too close to the head of the patient, the music may be too loud or startling. Besides this, you will not be able to observe the patient's complete physical reaction to your music. The entire patient should be within your field of view. That way, you may detect the movement of the feet, hands, and head. I recommend situating yourself near the foot of the bed. You can also situate yourself closer to the middle of the bed so you can watch hand, chest, and head movement. If the patient is hard of hearing, you may consider sitting closer to the head. In this line of work, as I have noted, the focus is on the patient, not the musician. Expect visitors and carefully explain to the visitors that you are there to play music at the bedside of their friend or loved one. They are welcome to enjoy it too. Hygiene standards. Protecting yourself and the patient from foreign infection is of primary concern in caregiving institutions. The healthcare industry uses a list called Universal Precautions to keep the spread of germs in check. Most likely, as a healing musician playing music at the bedside, you will not have to adhere to most of these, but it's a good idea to be aware of them. The Universal Precautions List identifies these guidelines. Wash before and after patient contact. Use gown or waterproof apron if soiling of clothing is likely. Use mask and goggles for aerosolation or splashing. Use laundry bag for soiled linen. Avoid body contact with fluid, blood, drainage, feces, mucus, pus, saliva, semen, or urine. Use plastic bag for waste disposal. Place needles in sharp container. Wear gloves before touching body substances. Perhaps the most important of the universal precautions for our purposes is the first one, wash. In my experience, I have also had to wear gown, mask, and gloves while playing in quarantined hospital rooms. In another institution, I'm required to have on my person a pair of latex gloves for my immediate use if needed. Another important aspect of protecting yourself from infection is inoculating against tuberculosis and hepatitis A and B and flu viruses. Discuss this with your own physician. Check with the institution where you work regarding this issue. Sometimes the institution where you work offers free shots to personnel. Your local county health department is another source for inoculations. Consider wearing a standard clinical protective uniform every time you play at the bedside. Better yet, you might want to wear a signature uniform specially designed to tell people what you do. Some people I know wear a special emblem that is sewn, painted, or transferred onto their shirt, such as little instruments or musical notations as emblems. A basic hygienic standard is hand washing. Many institutions have signs in bathrooms, such as the one below, outlining detailed hand washing instructions. Instructions for washing hands. 1. Use continuous running water. 2. Use generous amounts of soap. 3. Apply with vigorous contact on all surfaces of hands. 4. Wash hands for at least 15 seconds. 5. Clean under and around fingernails. 6. Rinse with your hands down so that runoff goes into the sink, not down your arms. 7. Avoid splashing. 8. Dry well with paper towels. 9. Use a towel to turn the water off. 10. Discard the towels into a bag provided for that purpose. Infection control. Some departments within the institution will introduce precautions. Barbara Dunn, MSW, MTBC, head of the music therapy program at Bailey Boucher House, an AIDS high-skilled nursing facility in Seattle, defines the infection control for her department. Wash hands before and after playing music for a resident. Cover any open lesions on your hands with a Band-Aid or other appropriate device. If a patient wants to play a musical instrument, have him or her wash their hands prior to playing if possible. After playing, wipe the instrument with cloth and instrument cleaning solution. Do not allow residents to play instruments if they have open lesions on their hands. In case of patients spilling bodily fluid on an instrument, for instance, vomit or blood, quarantine the instrument and contact an RN immediately to care for the patient. Glove and remove contamination with absorbent cloth or paper towel. Clean instrument with hospital detergent disinfectant for environmental surfaces, followed by instrument cleaner per usual. Housekeeping staff can help with the cleaning of the instrument. As always, use universal precautions. Be cognizant of any open sores on a patient. For example, if a patient has sores on the face, then rubs face with hands, then wants to play your instrument. Sometimes there will be a note on a patient's door regarding specific precautions. Always check with that patient's nurse before entering the room. Emergencies. Unless you are hospice trained, never play in a private home alone with a bedridden patient. Make sure there are others present on the premises the entire time you are there. If you play in a private setting, know where in the home the others are, so you can call them to the room if needed. You should always keep safety in mind and be observant. Each time you enter a new room, note where the phone is located. In hospitals, note where the call button is. The call button can be on the wall or on either side of the bed. In some progressive institutions, visual and/or audio monitors are installed. You might sit near a door in case you need to exit quickly. Although these circumstances are very rare, some patients can react violently for no apparent reason. The potential comes from patients suffering from diseases in which psychosis or dementia is a symptom. In case of a medical emergency, be aware of any end-of-life requests. For example, do not resuscitate or DNR order is a medical code and legal request by the patient, patient's caregivers, or family. DNR orders may be referred to as no code. Full code indicates to use all means to keep alive. No code means no aid call. Fire. In case of fire, an industry standard applies. RACE, or RACE, is an easy-to-remember code for what to do in a fire. Familiarize yourself with the emergency plan in each facility where you work. Most facilities train all their personnel and volunteers in RACE procedures. Each facility has its own plan as well for evacuating the building. R, remove resident or client from immediate danger. A, activate the alarm at the nearest firebox. C, contain the fire by closing the door to the room involving the fire. E, evacuate residents or clients in the fire zone. If you happen to be the one to call 911, whether in an institution or in a private home, speak in a clear voice and relay the following. The reason for calling, the fire alarm condition, location of the zone where the alarm is located, presence of smoke or flame, intensity of the situation, address and cross street, telephone number. Conclusion, for anyone planning on playing live music at the bedside, it helps to know what to expect before entering the sick room. Some of what was mentioned in this chapter covers fundamental aspects of the caregiving environment. Other parts of this chapter are needed in only the most extreme circumstances. Normally, of course, you will not experience fires or attacking patients, but your work as a healing musician involves being prepared by knowing the protocol, policies, and expectations of where you work. End of chapter 4.